The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Ronel and Sala. Ronel grew up in the sky city of Kaijin Kai with high adventure in her blood. She had dreamed of what lay beyond the city for her entire life. But the rules were strict. Only traders and guards were permitted beyond the city walls without special circumstance. The sky city of Kaijin Kai sits on the summit of a flattened mountaintop, surrounded by terraces cut into the rock itself, and replete with natural springs, glades, and copses. In other words, there is little reason for anyone to venture outside the city, and indeed, in order to maintain its secrecy, this is usually forbidden. For most Barengi, the secrecy of their mountain home is enough to keep them satisfied with this state of affairs. But some people are just born curious. Ronel definitely falls into that category. Regular city guard patrols venture out of the city, while rangers scout more distant mountain passes and lowlands, on trips sometimes lasting several weeks. Ronel's ambition was to find a place in the guard and work her way up to the rank of ranger. Coming from a family of scholars, this was frowned upon. But eventually, they were willing to accept her choice. And at the age of 16, she began her military training. Ronel had chosen her profession well. She took easily to weapons drills, and discipline came to her naturally. It did not take long after her initial training to find herself trusted with regular patrol duty. And she fell in love with the wild mountain landscapes. Her next goal was simple. Join the Rangers. Unfortunately, this was not such an easy task. The Rangers expected the very highest levels of training, fitness, and mental fortitude. And despite several attempts, Ronel failed the exams. Having reached the upward trajectory of her military career, Ronel's wanderlust remained unsated. Now, though, she was left with a quandary. To leave Kaijin Kai without special dispensation meant the revocation of her citizenship. If she traveled, she would never again be able to live within the Sky City. It was no easy choice, but in the end, a fateful meeting tipped the scale. Ando Wallace was a famed trader from the Five Lakes District, and one of the few humans permitted regular entry into Kaijin Kai. Ronel had met him several times, and his stories fascinated her. Wallace had offered her a job as a caravan guard many times, but Ronel wanted to travel and see the world, not live on the road. However, on this occasion, he was accompanied by a representative of a town called Skyton, who was traveling to the bridge to discuss political matters. His name was Captain Nama. And he told Ronel that towns like Skyton were in need of loyal soldiers, and that such a position offered security, but also extended missions outside their territory. It was the push she needed. She resigned her commission, traveled to Skyton, and there her story truly began.
Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.